Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Less than 3 weeks ago, Ireland was making international headlines for all the wrong reasons. We know that. Of course, I'm talking about the riots that were triggered by anti-immigrant protests in Dublin. Asmia Riaz is a journalist from India and has written about that terrible night and the effect those events have had on herself and other people of colour who live and work in Dublin. She's in studio now to talk all about it. How are you?
I'm good.
Thanks for coming into the studio.
Thanks for having me, Jay.
First, can you tell the listener a little bit about your background and how you came to live and work in Dublin?
Yeah, so I grew up in the south of India. It's a state called Kerala. I was a journalist there working with a national newspaper. And I moved here 2 years ago just to see what the media is like and what press freedom looks like outside of the country. And I've been working with the Irish Independent since last year.
Okay. And as someone who has lived in Ireland for 2 years now?
Yeah,
2 years now. How would you characterize the whole experience?
I've always been raving about Ireland. You can ask any friends of mine. Like, some of us have moved to different countries. I'm always talking about how there's this shared history of colonialism and there's this understanding of what it's like to be different and treated that way. So I've just been buzzing.
Okay. And you live close to the city centre, is that right?
Yeah.
And you were in town on the night of the riots.
Mm.
What was that like for you and your friends when the trouble broke out? I mean, it was quite unbelievable for us all to watch. But how did you feel?
So we were in Grafton Street. We were getting drinks and we were actually talking about the events of the morning, talking about the victims. That was really where our minds were at. But we heard about this beginning, just sort of like far-right conversations on Twitter, and we're used to that at this point. But we just sort of thought it was going to be an isolated incident. And then
very quickly.
Yeah, we were grabbing a drink. We came outside. Suddenly it was very smoky outside. And someone said there was a car burning just a few hundred meters away from us. That's when it started to feel real. And it was just kind of eerie. There was two people of color in the group. And thankfully we were with Irish friends who were so helpful and just obviously trying to support us. But yeah, it was suddenly, there was this shift in the night.
Okay. Now, that shift, did that linger with you guys? I mean, did it, the night of the riots, did it shatter your feelings of how safe you felt living here?
It immediately, yeah, it did. In that moment, my first thought was just, I'm never letting my guard down again. Just in terms of, it's not, everything isn't as rosy as it might seem. And I just, so now when I see stuff online, I'm just making sure I'm aware or educated about what could happen. And I know it's just a few hundred people, but I just want to be prepared for the next time.
And do you still have family in India?
Yeah.
And were you getting calls from them? Were they worried for your safety? I mean, what were those conversations like?
Yeah, because it made international news. Yeah. And my parents are anxious people anyway, so they're always concerned because I live so far away from them.
Yeah, of course.
But I'm usually really good at being like, no, it's great, this is how it is. But this one time I was just like, I couldn't lie to them about, because they know the gravity of the situation. So there was a lot of concern. Yeah.
I believe that you felt a need to blend in more, as you said, when you were going around town. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, I noticed that I was acting differently in a way I wouldn't have before. I was on the bus on the phone with my mum, and normally I speak in Malayalam, that's my regional language. And I was just suddenly conscious of it, and she was like, maybe you should switch to English. And I did, and it just felt like, oh, I would not have felt the need to do that before.
Mm-hmm. And you wrote an article about the experience of the night from the perspective of a person of colour for a national newspaper. Were you afraid of exposing yourself and drawing attention from some nasty people out there?
Yeah, there's always that fear. Anytime I've written anything first person, I've seen comments just about my race or about how I'm not from here. And I'm used to that. It's in the piece that I knew it would come.
And what kind of things are they saying? Just really it's nasty just stuff.
Yeah, one of my favorite ones is, go back to India and take Leo with you.
Okay.
it's stuff like that. But I'm used to that. But this was just the day after the riot. So obviously, I was fully prepared. But I don't know, on the day of, I think I got this sense of, I had so many people reach out to me, so many kind words. My colleagues were amazing about it. So I tried to focus on that. And it's what stood out for me at the end of the day.
Okay, okay. It's nice that you can laugh about these comments. And, and I know it's a defense mechanism in a way, because if you're expecting those kind of comments when you're just out there doing your job, that must be, that must be really, that must be a really difficult part of what you do.
Yeah, it is unfortunate that journalists and like anyone with a public facing job get used to it. But yeah, like you said, it is a defense mechanism. Yeah.
You said that if something bad happens, there's always a feeling you have to justify your identity as a good immigrant. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, this is just something I've felt even when I was living in India, because I come from a Muslim family and we're a minority there as well. And I just think for people who are outwardly Muslim or like in any way look more religious than they are, because I'm not practicing. So I won't, no one's going to notice me in a crowd. But I think for people who look different, it's just a scary thing. The first thing my mother asked me was it a Muslim? And it's just, you have that tag that you carry where you feel responsible for every other person who looks like you. And it can be exhausting. I honestly, I feel like I'm fine. I don't stand out in the same way, but I feel like it must be so exhausting.
Are you fearful of going into the city centre at the moment? I mean, weeks have passed now. How do you feel now?
I go back to work now. I'm starting to feel better. I feel, honestly, like I'm starting to realize that this was an isolated incident. But I'm not going to get complacent about it. But I just don't see the point of living in fear. I am starting to feel safer.
And Sir David Norris mentioned as well, I mean, it was an isolated incident. It was astonishing how such a small amount of people can cause such damage.
Yeah.
And in the aftermath of it, you said all your work colleagues rallied around you, your friends, you know what I mean? And that is what Ireland is really about. So we shouldn't be fearful.
That's what I'm also thinking, because my phone was buzzing nonstop the whole day. People I never expected to reach out were reaching out to me. And
well, that's good to hear.
Yeah,
that is good to hear. So you're doing much better now. What about your non-Irish friends? Are some of them still are people very traumatized?
Yeah, I think maybe a week or two after, people were just checking in with each other.
Okay.
Do you think it's safe to go out? And there are a lot of people really overwhelmed by it. But yeah, I am hoping it's gotten better for everyone.
And how do you feel about Ireland now that you've had some time to reflect, you know, since the horrific events of that day?
It was sobering,
okay,
obviously, but I think I'm back to feeling, like I said, I'm focusing on the support I received and just people who I know are my friends now. And I know they'll be on my side no matter what happens. So I'm still in that mindset of like, even if something like this happens, I'll be safe because I have people here.
Okay, well, that is good to hear. And is this little island, this country, is this still somewhere you see yourself living?
I do, if it'll good. Have me.
Good, we will have you, absolutely. You're amazing. Okay, so listen, on a lighter note, I believe you got to experience a full Irish Christmas for the first time last year.
I did.
Tell me all. Where was it?
It was in Cavan.
Okay.
I was with a friend and her family for Christmas. It was honestly one of my favourite experiences in Ireland, yeah.
Yeah, we do put on a good spread. Not bad, not bad. And what's the plans this year? You told me you're going to London, is that right?
I'm going to London for Christmas, yeah.
Okay, well, you enjoy that. And thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Let's hope none of us have to experience or witness what happened on that night ever, ever again. And have a lovely Christmas, and lovely to have you in studio again.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.